Yes. Can I help you, young man? Are you trying to sell me something? Because if you are, I can't really buy anything until my husband gets home. Plus, I'm not really dressed, and he would be very upset if he knew I tried talking to you like this, or at all, really. Or at least that's what I would have said in the past. Don't you roll your eyes at me? It was supposed to be funny. I'm glad you could make it today. I know things have been busy for both of us, so I'm glad you were able to find time to stop by. I've missed you. Well, I basically miss you every second we're not together, but that's besides the point. You like what I'm wearing? I decided to go with the super lazy t-shirt and underwear combo. Do you want me to make you anything to eat or drink? I guess you don't. I miss you too. I should have known you wouldn't want to do anything except, well, me. And I guess it's also just kind of habit. More than a decade of making sure dinner and drinks were ready before the man got home is a hard habit to shake. Even though we've been doing this for months now. And they have been the most amazing and fun ones of my life. Really. And it feels like my heart is working for the first time in, well, a very long time. But you already know that, since you're basically my human stethoscope these days, aren't you? Don't even need any of those memory foam pillows when you're here. Really, I can't tell you how happy I am. Feels like I'm a giddy sort of college girl all over again. I honestly thought days of feeling that way were over, and you just keep giving it back to me. I know you keep beating yourself up over still being really shy, but really that's just what I like about you. I know you're trying to work on being braver, maybe a bit more assertive and manly, which is fine. It's understandable. Just as long as you remember who you really are. I give myself a pat on the back pretty much every day for deciding to walk up to you in that bar. And the reason I did choose to do that was because of how shy and genuine that guy seemed. How you seemed. I didn't do it, hoping to turn a shy guy into a macho man, because I've had plenty of that for a lifetime. But anyways, we didn't spend all this time away just to hear me blab about stuff I've already done like 100 times. I'm guessing you'd like to take things to the bedroom? Let's go. Well, I'm already dressed for the occasion, but we're going to have to fix that with you, aren't we? Before we start, though, I actually wanted to ask you something. Such a serious okay. But no, really, it's nothing bad. Just a curious question. So, you and I have been together a while now, and I know that our cuddle jobs have become almost sort of a tradition with us, but since we have been together for a while, I was actually kind of wondering if you might like to take things to the next step. Yeah? I do kind of mean, like, actual sex. But I just want to preface this, or I really should have prefaced this all by saying that I adore you, and I adore every sensual moment we've spent together. We've only gone far as using our hands and going down on each other, which, as I said, is wonderful. Having our cuddle job sessions is something that is going to be my favorite no matter what. But I was just curious if you would possibly be interested in doing more. I know you've at least hinted at that your experiences will limited. And as I've said then, I don't care about that at all. I'm definitely rusty, but I still remember a thing or two, and I'd be happy to walk you through it, or, well, take the lead. But first, I'd like to hear your thoughts. And like I said, babe, no pressure. If you're not ready, then that's that, and I want you to get right in my lap. Yeah? Thinking you might be willing to try? Mm-hmm. Like I said, don't care if you don't know what you're doing. In fact, if you want, I can just sort of take the lead. Thank you, babe. I'm so glad you're willing to try. And if at any time you want to stop or you just aren't into it, then please, please, please tell me, okay? And I promise, promise, promise I won't be mad. In fact, it'll be the opposite. I'll be glad you were willing to communicate with me instead of just trying to hide your feelings. But, okay, so why don't we just start like we normally do? Yeah. You get your shirt off, and I'll help you with your pants. I never get tired of seeing this chest of yours. Or tasting it. I'm actually just going to save us both the trouble and get my panties off now. Though they're probably already on the way to being ruined like most of my other ones by now. You do really like this oversized t-shirt, don't you? Come here, let's sit on the bed. Are you okay, babe? Well, I ask because you just seem a bit extra nervous, which, by the way, is totally okay if you are. Trying something new can always be a bit scary, so how about this? Why don't we start with something familiar? Come on. That's it. Just lean back into me. Get our feet nice and tangled together. And get my second favorite man buttered up. That's not unsexy to say, is it? And now I'm going to get my favorite hold under your arm with my other hand. And just relax. You know, whenever you're not here, and I still smell you on my bed, or on me, it does make me miss you way more. But it always turns me on. Just the idea that all it takes is your smell. Those hormones meshing with mine to get me going. It's just a huge turn on. When you went home after the first time we did this together, I just thought about it nonstop every day for weeks. And I literally touched myself probably about 13 times that night. Thank God it was the weekend because I literally didn't even bother wearing panties for those first few days. I know, I've told you this lots of times before, but it's hard not to again. I guess I'm just sort of rambling. I like to ramble on about you and how you make me feel. Because it's just so exciting having met you, being together, and just sort of not letting the stigma of that age difference bother us. It's all exciting. I didn't think excitement was something I'd ever feel in my life again. But having you in my arms then, and having you in my arms now, gosh, it's just so damn exciting. Do I sound like a broken record? There really isn't any other word I can describe it with. What we are is exciting. What we could be in the future is even more exciting. And I'm beyond excited, as usual, if you haven't felt it by now. But guess what? I'm finally learning because I remembered to put a towel down between the sheets and the mattress this time. After like, what, the 100th time of forgetting? For the first few days, smelling my wetness while I slept is kind of hot, but then it gets kind of gross and washing mattresses sucks. I'm gonna move my other hand down, okay? And just spoil my fingers around just so you like it. You're already getting so hard though. Yeah, hold on to my legs. Give your neck a bit more love. Haven't showered today yet. I can tell. Or at least your neck. That's good. I love to lick the salt off. You're really moving around now. It's so hard to. Do you want me to just keep going? I can if you want. Just kind of let go and come as usual, or do you still want to try for the other thing? Try for the other thing? Okay, babe. Let's go for it then. Now I'm gonna untangle us and get out from under you. But you don't have to do anything except lay there, okay? And just remember to breathe and relax. We're both here together and both nervous to an extent. So let's just sort of ride that together, and I'm going to ride you. Do you want me to take my shirt off or keep it on? On? Okay, I thought you might. There's something sexy too, I think, about not being able to see exactly where the pleasure is coming from. That's very sweet of you to offer. Seriously, it's actually really thoughtful, but nope. Don't need to go down on me or anything, because I am good to go. Can't you tell by the wet spot under you? Now then, I'm just gonna sort of straddle you here and lean forward. Gonna put my hand on your chest for a sec just to keep steady. Okay. And then I'm just gonna take hold of you. Caress you a few times with the tip of my fingers. Don't forget to breathe, okay, babe? In fact, I'll want to do it with me. And then go on three. Okay. Okay, so I'll count to three, and then we'll both take a big breath as I slide down on you. Ready? One. Two. Three. And in. And out. Go to. You just went right in. Though I guess adding lube to my already being soaked helps. But hey, look at you. The shy guy getting up in his woman. So now I can pretty much just move and. Grind any way I want. Feel good. Oh, mentioned this before too, but if you start to feel like you're going to come, then come. Same as when we're cuddling, just let it go. I'm just happy, beyond happy. We gotta get this far into this moment. Kiss more? Psh, yeah, we can. Oh, I don't even have to stop moving, see? I can just bend right over. Though I do need to borrow your shoulder. And I'm right here. I just keep humping you like the horny girl I am. God, this feels so fucking good. How's the rhythm? Does it feel good for you? Harder? Yeah, I can. I'm going to get a bit more of your neck, though. You can hold on to me, you know. Back, hips. Ooh! Butt. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my God. It feels so fucking good. I'm just gonna lean up for a little bit, okay? Just stay where you are, as you are. There's a certain way I would ride my toys when I'm close to coming, where I kinda lean back like this. There we go. Oops, looks like we get to see a bit of what's happening. If I do it this way, I hope that's okay. It means you get to see how wet I am. Maybe this week we can pick out an extra, extra large shirt. Oh God, I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Yeah, I hold onto my hips. You can even buck up into me a little if you want. God, this feels so much better than a toy, the way that I can just grind you right against my G-spot. Oh, shit, I'm gonna come, I'm about to come. No, you don't have to do anything, babe. In fact, I'll just lean forward again. Oh, no, you don't have to do anything. Oh, lean forward and I can kiss you. Amazing. You can feel me moving on you. Yeah. That happens in an orgasm. Especially the big ones. Oh gosh. Okay, it's clearing up a bit. How was it? Did you come too? You didn't? That's okay, babe. And don't you dare apologize. I can keep writing if you like, or do you just want to stop? Whatever you want, it's okay. Oh, you want to try being on top? I'd love to try that. I guess I'll have to get off you for that. Sorry. When I clench up like that, it can take a bit of work to undo it. Jeez, I think I squirted a bit too. Completely missed that towel, I think. But, okay, so, do you know how this goes? That's okay, I'll guide you. So first, I'm just going to lay down beside you with my legs up and actually, hold on. Gonna grab one of these pillows first and put it under my butt. There we go. Now, so like I said, I'm just gonna lay back with my legs and arms open. And you get over me like you would if you were cuddle stroking. Except you'll be facing me, of course. Right, like that. And then kind of get yourself propped over me. Yeah, it's a bit awkward, isn't it? That's okay, though. Just get your hips close. Don't worry about trying to find the spot. I'll guide you in. Just focus on getting yourself comfortable. You good? All right, so I'm just going to take hold of you again. Go ahead and move your hips back a little. A little more. A little more. There we go. Now feel how I'm just sort of guiding you through the lips until we reach that spot. Yeah, crazy far how down it is, isn't it? Alright, now all you gotta do is just head on in. Should probably go in slow at first until you get used to where it is. It's all you, babe. My hand's not even there anymore. Just keep going. Yeah, like that. Ta-da, you're in. You're doing great, babe. I'm sorry that I'm going to be a broken record with this, but really, thank you for willing to take this next step with me. Yeah, go ahead and start moving any way you want. You just kind of... You got it. No, you really got it. Just keep rocking and rolling into me. Don't worry if the pace is mismatched or janky. Just do what feels good for you. Don't worry about being gentle either. Feels amazing, but then that shouldn't be a surprise. And you don't even need to ask if we can kiss. Oh. Yeah. In fact, from now on, if you want to kiss, just stick your tongue out at me, and I'll take that as a silent cue. You're doing great. Is it okay if I put my hands on you too? Maybe your butt? Yes, but... Sorry, I just get really dorky when I'm really happy and I'm just... really, really happy right now. Fuck, this feels good. Yeah, just get in there. Don't be afraid to put your weight on me. Also, I keep going, but I just want to say, even though I've done nothing but say so far, I'm really happy to have met you. But obviously, but I also, I love you. Ha ha. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't even know what to say now because everything's been fucking topped. I'm so just beyond bonkers happy you say so too. I love you. I really, really do. Every cute, dorky, handsome, shy inch of you. Oh, yeah. Close to coming. That makes two of us. I can't believe it. Here. I can't really hold on like I usually do, but I can still fucking try. There. Got you barracked as good as I can. Wrap my legs around yours. Go ahead. Whenever you want. Go at it with all abandon. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, and just like the very first time we did it. Just remember that I have you. And let go, please. Promise, just like before. I want everything. Everything you have to give me. Please give it to me. I want to give it back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you. I do. Yeah, I love you. I love you. I love you. Let go. Let go. Let go. Give it to me. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Love you. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Babe. It was amazing. I can still feel you twitching. I can feel myself twitching. Just stay inside me. Stay on me. Don't you worry. You aren't too heavy. You want another real icing on top? If I keep one hand on your back and move one to your hair, it's just like before. I have you in my arms, safe, warm, and loved. I was honestly scared to say I love you. Thought it would be over the top. Really, just the fact that I knew I was falling in love with you was scary, and I've known it for some months now. I'm sure I've almost slipped up and said it several times now too, so it was trying to come out on its own, but I don't know. When you've had your heart crushed before, it's scary to give it to another person. Because, well, it's a lot more fragile. I really don't know why I chose to say it just then, but it happened. But hearing you say it back, that I could barely comprehend I said it, let alone hear you say it back. Did you really mean it, though? Did you really love me, too? It wasn't just a heat of the orgasm thing. I mean, I really wouldn't want you to feel pressured or any. I'll just shut up now. And I love you too. Looks like you've softened out of me. I can't even tell how much coming out of me is me or you. I'm on birth control, by the way. I probably should have mentioned that beforehand, too. I'm really bad at that, aren't I? Need to work on that. Do you want to get under the covers or just stay like this? All right, we'll stay like this. I didn't want to untangle from you anyways. truly did mean it when I said I was excited. I know there are probably going to be people on both sides of our family and just in public that are going to raise eyebrows at us. It's silly, but there's also no denying the age difference, and people are going to notice that. Honestly, I think it's ridiculous the way no one bats an eye over a girl dating older men. But when a man dates an older woman, it's suddenly work snickering and rolling their eyes. Another of the stupid gender norms, I suppose. Maybe it's because it's seen as reasonable for a girl to want to date an established man, rather than a boy their age. While the boy dating an older woman is seen as him being afraid to grow up and be a man. Because he certainly can't be the man in the relationship if he's too much younger than the woman. But yeah, I know. I'm not too worried about it. I first went up to you, knowing I had a good number of years on you. And I never kept it a secret from you how old I was, because I wanted to give you plenty of chances to, you know, back out if you felt the need, but you didn't. I'm really glad you didn't. And honestly, if I'm being real here, you're more of a man than pretty much any other man I've met, who are much older than you. That's why I love you. You don't try to be tough or macho, you're just you. That's why my favorite thing to do is have you in my arms, making that man feel how I think he should every moment he's with me. No, you can't say you don't have at least a little dominance in you. You had me in the palm of your hand back there when you were over me. I honestly didn't know how that was going to go since, well, being the one on my back was literally all I ever got. But just like with everything else, it's different with you. I felt every bit as excited laying under you as I did being over you. Though I won't lie, looking down on you was just really, really hot, and I want to do it again soon. I love you. I really, really do. I feel happy when I'm with you, happy and safe. And I hope you will feel loved and happy and safe every moment you're. And if you don't, I'll cuddle you until you do. And since you look like you're about to fall asleep, I'm guessing I'm already set there. You can go ahead and take a nap, just like always. I'll be here when you wake up. I might be asleep too, but I'll still be here.